Okay, we were towards the end of the Perek of Chassidut, and we pointed out that to be a Chassid to a Kadosh Baruch Hu is to do things l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not taking oneself out of the picture. In other words, that when the pasuk says in Yeshayahu Kol Basar Chatzir V'Kol Chasdo V'Tzitz HaSadeh, so Chazal understood that even by the Umos HaOlam, Kol Chesed She'osim La'atzman Heim Osim L'Tovas Nafsham U'L'Hanasam Ein Miskavnim L'Kavona HaShleima HaZos V'Lo Mevakshim Aligui HaKavod U'Gulatan Shel Yisrael. That unless one is able to link the fate of Klal Yisrael with Tikkun HaOlam, or doesn't understand the direction in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Efshel Lechvod HaElyon L'Hitrabot Ela B'Gulasan Shel Yisrael B'ni B'chori Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu linked Kvod Shemayim with Kvod Klal Yisrael. That's what Yeshayahu points out. That therefore a person who strives and his whole desire is to help bring the world to a level of tikkun, so then his sighing and his upsetness is on that combination that kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechulal and kvod Yisrael is mechulal. U'misaneach al kvodo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'al kvodan shel Yisrael. Not kvodan shel Yisrael qua kvodan shel Yisrael, but kvodan shel Yisrael as a litmus test for kvodan shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nimtzei salameh, so to summarize, shnei dvarim yesh b'inyan hazeh, that when one speaks about Lushma, one relates to two inyanim. Firstly, the classic Lushma, kavana b'chol mitzvah v'avoda, that a person, when he does mitzvahs, we paskin, that a mitzvah tzrichos kavana. What does it mean, mitzvah tzrichos kavana? So again, on the most simple level, I have to be aware I'm doing a mitzvah. I have to be aware that it's night of the Seder and I'm eating matzah l'shem mitzvah. I'm not just eating a cracker because I happen to like crackers and it happens to be the night of the Seder. Mitzvah srichos kavana. But in the level of the chassid, the kavana is b'chol mitzvah v'avoda shetiyeh li'ilui kvodo shel makom l'shem yichud kudsh abrichu. Then it's hidden in b'chon ha-mezuman that a person should have kavana. I'm doing this mitzvah in order to bring geula, b'meshe b'riyotav osim nachas ruach l'fanav, that when the world does ratzon Hashem, and basically the entire physical world is always doing ratzon Hashem, smechim v'tzeisam sasim b'vo'am v'shem ha-shirech kochav, and they're always doing ratzon Hashem. That's their shira. Umos ha'olam relatively are doing ratzon Hashem, maybe for the wrong reasons. Klal Yisrael, that's where the problem is. So that a person should do mitzvos l'ilui kvodo shel makom lasot nachat ruach v'od. In general, a person's mindset, his perspective on the world should be hatzar v'abakosh al ilui kvod hazeh. What else can I do? In other words, to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the world to its fulfillment, and there is something I can do. I can daven. You know, that's my hishtadlus. I should be able to misparel, and then that tefillah should come deep from the heart. Hatzar v'abakosha, tzar v'abakosha. That's the tefillah al ilui kvod hazeh sheyaseh b'shleimut b'ilui kvodan shel Yisrael v'shalvatan. Realizing that our faith is linked to tikkun ha'olam v'amnam. One more point before he closes the perek. Od ikar sheni yesh bekavanat hachasidut. That a chassid doesn't only try to do all for the boss, but since the boss connected himself to Klal Yisrael, so the chassid also wants to pull up Klal Yisrael. That's also in his hands to pull up Klal Yisrael. Va'odi kar bekavanat hachasidut too tovat hador. That we're Klal Yisrael arevim zebaze is not only a question of linkage, that when Jews do Averos, that those Averos apply to us as well, and therefore, if a person had the power of being Mocha and wasn't Mocha, who nitfas bato Avera, but Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebaze also means that one Jew can pull another Jew up. Hine ro'oi l'kol chasid sh'yitkaven b'ma'asav l'tovat doro kulo l'zakot otam u'l'hagen aleihem zochin l'adam shelo b'fanav. Even if they're not aware, we can be mezak of them. And one person's actions, since all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael are interconnected, can pull up Klal Yisrael, but can be and can serve as a fortress for Klal Yisrael. Hu inyan akasuv Imru tzadik kitov ki pri malehem yochelu kol hador ochel mi peirosav, that the actions of the tzadik can pull up the entire generation. So chen amru hayesh ba'etz, in other words, that the miraculum were sent to Eretz Yisrael to see if Eov was still alive, because if Eov was still alive, it would be a problem in terms of conquering Eretz Yisrael, because he as an eitz would give forth peiros that would protect all of the Canaanim who live in Eretz Yisrael. Im yesh mishem megein al doro ke'etz, v'tira shezehu ritzono shel makom, sheyu, that we should be viewed as an entity, and when you have an entity, then there's connection. The connection sometimes can pull down the tzaddikim, but the purpose is that the tzaddikim should pull up the benonim and should even pull up the rishayim. V'tira shezehu ritzono shel makom, shiyu chasidei Yisrael mezakim u'mechaprim al kol shar hamadregos shebahem. That the Esrog represents one kind of Jew, the love another kind of Jew. We pick them all together, that they will be able all to be brought up by with the tchunot of the Esrog, the lulav, and the hadasim. They'll bring up the aravos as well. Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz b'avdan harishayim. The Ramchal speaks about this at much, much greater length in Derech Hashem. Ela shemitzvah mutelat al chasidim lihishtadel lezakotam. That's, it's a question over here of kavana. The tzaddik should have the kavana that his mitzvah should be for the klal, and that his kapara should be for the klal. Ulchaper alehem. V'zeh tzarech sheyaseh bekavanat avodato v'gam betfilato v'poal. He should daven for klal Yisrael. Hanu yishit polel al doro l'chaper al mi shetzarech kapara u'laheshiv b'tshuva mi shetzarechla. That via the Kodesh, it's a tzaddik goes there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayem, that via the tefillos of the tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring all sorts of opportunities for individuals to do tshuva. Certainly, everything's told in Bechira Chavshis, but a lot of Bechira Chavshis is totally in the environment that one finds oneself. Ulameid Sanagoria Akol Hador Kula. Rav Levi Yitzchak Ben Berdichev was following the Eitza of the Ramchal over here. Kfar Amru Chazal HaPasuk, Va'ani Bosi Bidvarecha, that Gavriel points out that Ani Bosi, that he came because of the Tfilos of Daniel. Shelo Chazar Gavriel V'nichnas Lifnim Min HaPargod, Ela Kishalimed Sanigoria Al Yisrael, that when Gabriel and Daniel davened for Klal Yisrael, then they were able to bring up Klal Yisrael. They were able to take Klal Yisrael to the next level. V'Gidon ne'emar lo, that lech b'kochacha zeh. We pointed out that Gidon had a tremendous, felt tremendously for Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should be pulled up. And with that koach, that he wanted Klal Yisrael to be pulled up, limit Sanhedrin Yisrael, he became the shofet. Ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohev, ela lemisha ohev es Yisrael. I'm, very much convinced that a Hasidic Rebbe who does acts that appear to be me'ever leteva, that it's not me'ever leteva, it stems from the avas Yisrael of that individual, because he's such an ohev Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the ability to pull individuals up in a manner that one can't conceive al pi derech hateva. V'chol ma she'adam magdil ahavaso liYisrael, gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu magdil alav. So over here, when we speak about doing things l'shem shamayim is l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One has to realize that l'shem Klal Yisrael, b'shem Klal Yisrael, when a person feels a connection to Klal Yisrael, that itself is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. That the true leaders of Klal Yisrael are people who love Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz bahem harbe. Moshe Rabbeinu loved Klal Yisrael. Aharon loved Klal Yisrael. Moshe Atzmam al tzono. Out of that love of Klal Yisrael comes Mesiras Nefesh. Dorshim u'mishtadlim al shlomam v'tovosam b'chol hadrochim, to try to raise Klal Yisrael, knowing that that's also going to raise Kavod Shemayim. Va'obdim tamid b'peretz l'spal aleihem u'levatel zeres hakashos by being malamed sanigoria v'liftoach aleihem sharei bracha. Ha'lama ha'davar domeh la'av, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'no ohev shum adam yoter mimishu hu ro'esh ohevet banav ahava ne'emenet. In other words, there's ahava min asafa ulechutz, but there's ahava ne'emenet, a true ahava. V'hu davar sha'teva meyid alav, that just as the father loves those who loves his son, so also HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves those who love Klal Yisrael. Hu inyan kohen gadol amro lav, haya lahem levakesh rachamim adorim v'lo bikshu, that the kohanim gedolim sometimes died, lo aleinu, because, and then the people from the Ir Miklat went free, because the Kohanim should have been mevakesh rachamim, that there shouldn't be any misa b'shogeg during their generation. And so the fact that lo bikshu, that so they're responsible to a certain degree for those killings, and that responsibility reflects itself in the fact that they're responsible for the people who were near a miklat, and so they'll die in order those people go free. V'chein amru hay gavra da'achli arye v'richu k'tosa parse minei d'Rav Yeshua ben Levi. That someone was killed by in a car accident, someone was killed by a lion within a parameter around Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. V'loishtoy Eliyahu b'hadei tchasa yomim. Eliyahu hanava used to be misgala to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi on a regular basis, didn't appear to him for 3 days. And when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked why, he said, "You weren't davening for your door. Had you been davening, then no one would have been hurt in anywhere around you. You have the ability of being a mugging. You have the ability of being a shield for Klal Yisrael. Harei lecha hachova hamutelas al chasidim levakesh l'shtadel al b'nei doram v'nekve b'arnu chalki hachasidus harashiyim." So we spoke about maaseh, ofen haasiyah. We spoke about kavana. Pirtehim esur mechol bar secha v'chol leif tohor l'snei gam b'derach hayashar l'fi asher rashim eilu kol levar b'yito. Tomorrow probably is the most important perek in the entire sefer. So if there's going to be one day that you should come, Pasha, this should be tomorrow. At least listen to Wayu Torah. Next 2 days, Mishkal HaChasidus is bemet where, unfortunately, many individuals trip up. Okay, so we'll continue bringing it there.